Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Charles C. Shaw speaking. KTSA is honored this evening by the presence in our studios of two great men, the Honorable H.G. Wells, world-famous British historian, author, and student of world affairs, and Mr. Orson Welles, the genius of stage, screen, and radio. This is the first time that Mr. H.G. Wells and Mr. Orson Welles have appeared together. In fact, they met for the first time only yesterday here in San Antonio. But this is not the first time that their names have been linked. 2 years ago, Mr. Orson Welles adapted Mr. H.G. Wells' book, War of the Worlds, for radio purposes. And you know the rest. Revising the story somewhat, Mr. Orson Welles depicted an invasion of the United States by men from Mars. Although he explained it numerous times during the program that it was fictitious, the country at large was frightened almost out of its wits. Men called radio stations offering to enlist against the Martians. Others were panic-stricken. The realism of the production, frightening though it was a tribute to Mr. Orson Welles' genius. And thus the name of Welles, H-G-W-E-L-L-S and Orson W-E-L-L-E-S, became linked. Mr. H.G. Wells, in the opinion of many, is the world's most famous man of letters. He has come to San Antonio to address the United States Brewers Association, and Mr. Orson Welles is here for a town hall forum address Wednesday. In this meeting of great minds, I feel rather inconspicuous, and the less I have to say, the better you listeners will like it. But first, could I interest you gentlemen in a discussion of Mr. Orson Welles' broadcast of Mr. H.G. Wells' book, The War of the Worlds?
Are you turning the meeting over to us, sir?
I am, for the moment.
He's turning it over to us. Well, I've had a series of the most delightful experiences since I came to America. But the best thing that has happened so far is meeting my little namesake here, Orson. I find him the most delightful carrier. He carries my name and an extra E that I hope he'll drop sooner or later. See no sense in it. And I've known his work before he made this sensational Halloween spree. Are you sure there was such a panic in America, or wasn't it your Halloween fun?
I think that's the nicest thing that a man from England could possibly say about the men from Mars. Mr. Hitler made a good deal of sport of it, you know, and actually spoke of it in the great Munich speech, you know. Mm. And there were floats in Nazi parades.
Much else to say.
That's right. Much else to say. And it's supposed to show the corrupt condition and decadent state of affairs in democracies that the War of the Worlds went over as well as it did. I think it's very nice of Mr. Wells to say that not only I didn't mean it, but the American people didn't mean it.
That was our impression in England. We had articles about it, and people said, have you never heard of Halloween in America when everybody pretends to see ghosts? Yes. Now, before we get away from this microphone, tell me about this film of yours that you've been producing. You're a producer, aren't you?
You're That's right.
Art director, you're everything.
Well, Mr. Wells...
What's the film called?
It's called Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane, yes. Not C-A-I-N.
No, K-A-N-E. And this Kane. Is, of course, the kindest and most gracious possible thing to do. Mr. Wells is making it possible for me to do what in America is spoken of as a plug. And he understands
do
this fine old American
I don't understand these words, yes.
You understand the value, however. Mr. Wells wants me to tell you that I have made a motion picture, and he is kind enough to ask me a leading question concerning it.
I'm looking forward to it.
You're very kind, sir. It's a new sort of motion picture with a new method of presentation and a few new technical experiments, a few new methods of telling a picture, not only from the point of view of writing, but of showing it.
If I don't misunderstand you completely, I think there'll be a lot of jolly good new noises in it. What do you think?
I hope so. I think a few jolly good new noises are what the motion pictures could well afford these days. I hope you're right, and I hope there are some jolly good new noises. I can think of nothing more desirable in motion picture. I'm all for some really good new noises.
Wasn't it you, Mr. Orson Welles, that presented for the first time in modern times plays without scenery and settings in your
Julius
Caesar?
That's right, yes. And they were not...
Well, now,
there's no such
yes.
thing as a play without settings, because there's got to be something behind an actor, and you've got to look at something.
Very simple settings. I had an extraordinary experience once. I saw Ellen Terry's son. What was his name?
Ellen Terry's son?
Yes, his production of Hamlet.
You mean Gielgud?
No.
Gielgud is a relation of the Terrys.
No. Never mind his name for the moment, but I saw Hamlet produced in Russian in Moscow.
Oh, the Stanislavski production. This I know nothing about.
I'm sorry.
Awfully sorry.
Yes. And that was done with screens and nothing else. It was done in Russian. I know my Hamlet pretty well. And all the time I thought I was listening to the English play. Do you understand that?
Yes.
That was a great show.
Mr. H.G. Wells, I understand you've written a new book.
Yes. I've...
Very great book.
Put a lot of... Orson's a good fellow.
Sensible, too. Discerning, yes.
Yes.
No, that's true.
Yes, I've tried to do the mental attitude of two very clever young people, two university students, towards the world, how the world looks to them and what problems they have to face. It's a book for the young, about the young.
It's a very young book.
Thank you.
And what is the name of your book?
I think for a man that I've only met in 2 days, Orson's a very loyal cousin of mine.
What is the name of the book, Mr. Wells? Babes in
Babes in the Darkling Wood. Not Babes in the Wood, but Babes in the Darkling Wood.
Is it realistic or any fantasy in it?
Oh, no, it's quite realistic. They just... talk away at their troubles.
Most of Mr. Wells's novels are realistic, but it's a misconception. It's assumed that a man who could say that the air arm of a country is the most important thing about a country in the future, that such a madman must certainly write nothing but fantasy.
Well, gentlemen, it's with great reluctance that I have to say our time's up. This has been one of the real pleasures of my life. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Mr. H.G. Wells, the famous British historian and author, and Mr. Orson Welles, the theatrical genius, who met for the first time in San Antonio yesterday and have honored us with their presence tonight. To you, Mr. H.G. Wells, and to you, Mr. Orson Welles, my heartfelt thanks for your kindness.
KTSA San Antonio.